Hi lovely, only me. I'll keep this short today. I hope you're having a good week. How are we just hurtling so quickly towards Christmas? I can't believe it. But anyhow, what's come up for me this morning? It's really weird. And this is why I'm so passionate about being stronger than thought, because if we allow our thoughts to dictate how we feel every day, I mean, we're in for a massive roller coaster. And it's only through my acknowledgement that they are only thoughts that I can let them go and go on with my day. But you sort of go through a little bit of a period of that sinking feeling just for a little bit as they sort of drag you down. Then you think, hang on a minute, like what I'm thinking about here is just, you know, that there's no relation to what's going on today. Like basically your thoughts live in the past, and that's what I was doing this morning. I was just dragging up the past, and then one thought led to another and led to another, and it's almost like my brain is trying to piece pieces together to convince myself of something, never a good thing, and you know, it just never ends well. Whereas when you become stronger than thought, you can say, hang on a minute, you know, that's not true. You can analyze it, you can get up close to it and go, hang on, well, that's not true, and that's not true, and look at that. And I just basically, my brain started going through like almost a tick list of everything bad that's happened to me. But I think what I'm going to do is create a blog post and list out everything that's happened to me in business and show you that even if you are ultra sensitive like myself, who bruises like a peach, who wears their heart on their sleeve, you can survive in business. And yes, it's going to be hard, it's going to be hurtful, but at the end of the day, is it any worse than being in an office full of colleagues that perhaps talk about you behind your back, or, you know, being made redundant, having disciplinaries, and I don't know what else goes on because I left in my 20s. You know, I can remember it just being stifled, you know. So whatever route you go down, there's always going to be an element of, you know, something that isn't roses. And so I think sometimes I've lived basically the last couple of decades feeling that I'm too sensitive to be in business. So when I was in retail, I would get, you know, I'd get lots of brilliant feedback, but like one feedback, and it was on eBay, you know, that they wanted basically a free kit. You know, the kit hadn't worked, they were going to leave me awful feedback if I didn't give them a free kit. It's a blackmail, you know. This is going back like 18 years ago, so it's nothing new. And I can remember shaking like a leaf. I was crying. I mean, this is just someone, some dickhead wanting to try it on for a freebie and threatening, you know, probably an old guy, I don't know. And anyway, I took it so personally, you know, maybe I shouldn't be doing it. And the whole period of time I've been in business, I keep telling myself I'm too sensitive to be in business. I'm too sensitive to be in business, you know, because it hurts. It hurts deeply. And it's very easy if you're not sensitive to say, oh, just get on with it. Oh, don't let it bother you. Like all of those comments, which are all obviously very well meaning. But when you are built like that, when you have that deep feeling, you can't just not feel it. But the thing that you have to get better at, that I am getting better at, but I think you still have to feel those feelings in the first place, but then you have to quickly pull yourself back and go, hang on a minute, you know. And maybe some of the things you can do is have a little folder that you look at of all the good comments that you have, because our brains, I promise you, will focus on the negative if it can. Okay, you will have 100 good people say good things about you, and you will focus on the 1% of person, that one person that says something bad. Okay, so what you need to do is to preempt that. And so have a wall or a folder or something up on your wall that reminds you of all the good that people have said. You know, have something that reminds you of why you're doing this. Write down gratitude every day, trying to find something in your day to be grateful for. Like all of these things can start to sort of shift that balance, because like I experienced this morning, when your brain starts to go down that dirt track, it can get stuck. Yeah, it'll get a puncture. It'll get stuck down there. So you have to quickly reverse up and get yourself out as soon as you realise you're going down this dirt track. And like I say, it happens to us all. So we can't battle-proof ourselves. We can't turn our sensitivity off, but we wouldn't want to. You don't want to be the person that doesn't feel anything, because that's not you. And you are amazing the way you are. And there is a lot of upsides to that sensitivity. And while it hurts like hell, I know that my sensitivity makes me who I am, and I'm really starting to be grateful for who I am. But that doesn't mean that my soul's not bruised. I mean, that's what I felt for the last couple of years. I'll be honest, I've really struggled to keep myself buoyant the last couple of years. I feel that my soul has been taken out of my body and used as a punch bag and a football all at the same time by people that just don't, you know, aren't me. And I think what I've learned from that is how important it is for us to pick our clients and our customers and our staff and the people in our lives and make sure that if you are sensitive, that you are really handpicking and curating the people that are in your life. And yes, you can do that with clients. If you get a feeling with someone, if someone's abrasive with you and you're a sensitive soul, yes, they'll pay you money, but that money is not worth it, okay? Because they're going to kill your soul. They're going to bruise, well, they're not going to kill it, but they're going to bruise you. You know, I've learned this the hard way. I've had clients who have literally left me in tatters because all I want to do is serve and show up and help people. But there are some people in the world that don't want helping, and they don't want to acknowledge the fact they don't want helping. They just want to blame you for not helping, even though they reject all your help. I won't get onto that now. But what I did think I would do is record down in a blog post all of the things that has happened to me over the last 18 years since being in business, just to show you that shit will happen. I don't go into this thinking that it's like that you're going to avoid the crap side of life by being your own boss, you know, because you will still have to deal with people, and people by the very nature are unpredictable. So I just thought if I shared some of the highlights of my business career, it will show you that the worst can happen, but you don't die. Like, really horrible, horrible things can happen to you. And I hate to think that anyone thinks badly of me, but I've had my name slurred in Facebook groups on complete and utter rubbish. And I've actually got proof, written proof, that what this person was spreading about me was complete lies. And yet I just walked away because I don't want to fight with that stuff. My energy is better served being in a more positive plane. Now, the earlier me, if I honestly, that would have absolutely pushed me under, like completely, I would have walked away. But you get stronger. So those things that you think are going to kill you and that are going to like end everything. And like, I know that before you've had a negative feedback on your business, and it will happen because it's a law of averages, it's a numbers game. If you sell 1,000 things, you're going to have at least, if you had 1% complaint rate, which is really good going, you're going to have what's that? 10 complaints. Is that right? Yeah. You know, and that 10 is going to feel like the end of the world. But at the end of the day, it's business. And I've had that drilled into me. There's no friends in business. And I've desperately tried to hold on to the fact that there are. And I think that there are. And I'm going to still hold on to the fact there are. And that means that I'm probably going to get my heart broken over and over again still by clients and staff and customers, because, you know, it's the way I am. But I would rather be like that. I would rather show up as that. I would rather show up and truly love my clients with all of my heart and risk getting it broken than holding a part of me back, because I know in this world that some of us just need to feel loved. So I hope that's not too rambly, but I just wanted to sort of share that A, it's okay to feel sensitive, you know, and still go out and do it. And you know, I've, like I say, I've honestly had my fair share of really being shat on from a high height. And I'm still here. I'm still living it. I'm still doing it. I'm still following my dream. And, you know, I wouldn't have got here if I'd have just given up. You can't allow those people to control you. Those people that do things cannot make you feel anything. They cannot. It is impossible. The only person that can make you feel anything is yourself. Okay? The only person that has control over your thoughts is you. And that's where the stronger than thought concept comes from, because I know that you also thinking that you can only think one thing at a time. So if these thoughts are getting into your head and you're dwelling on this crap, you need to get better at then focusing your mind on something more positive, because you can't think two things at once. And you are the one that is in control of what you think. You're the one putting those thoughts in your head. That's all it is. So do yourself a favor and get those out and get some more positive ones in. And that's where gratitude journaling and all of those other things, meditation, come into place, because it starts to brainwash us into thinking more positively and not focusing on that crap, because the crap is going to be there. Those horrible people are going to be there. There are going to be people at every corner that are going to try and hurt you or going to try and get one up on you. You know, like I've had clients who have used everything I've taught them. I've taught them for years, and then they've taken everything I've taught them and used it against me and tried to poach my clients, you know, and we had such a good relationship. Like, so things like that are going to happen, and you're going to be in total disbelief. Like, how can someone do that to you after everything you've done? But it doesn't work like that, you know? So just prepare yourself that you are going to get hurt if you're sensitive, but it's not the end of the world. And it's just a matter of learning to process those emotions in a healthier, quicker way. So you can go, oh, that hurt, and have a little bit of a nasal gaze around it, and then move on with your life and realize it's just another person. They've got their own agenda, you know, they've got their own stuff going on. I don't know the full picture. I'm just gonna make peace with that, and I'm gonna move on and focus on some more positive things, because I've also got the most incredible clients that I could ever wish for. Like, they're just the best humans on the planet, you know. So I need to focus on them and show up for them and not be dragged back to the ones that really bruised me badly. So I hope that helps. I don't know, that's what's been consuming me this morning, so I thought I would just get that out off my chest, share it with you in case you're suffering because someone said something nasty, you've got a bad review, something's gone wrong, and it's just like the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. You're going to get through it. It's just a little blip. We all have to deal with it, but you will get stronger. Anyway, sending you loads and loads and loads of love, lovely. I shall speak to you very, very soon. Bye.